interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
We did not die last night. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Speak for yourself, brother.
We are in pain. That is for sure. But we did not die. Ahoy. Yep. We'll tell you all about last night's fun wrestling show.
Between that and the storm. Jeez.
Trying to see who got hit, man.
Jeez.
I was worried all last night. They closed the fair early.
Yeah. I don't really remember the Labor Day stuff. I just know it was closed because of Labor Day storm.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Yeah, yesterday was wild. They closed in the middle of the day because of flooding, and then they had to close at 6.
And I'm sure it was the performers' prerogative, but I don't like making them be like, okay, we're going to maybe go on a couple hours early. That sucks, because then there's probably nobody in their crowd, especially for poor Tori Kelly.
I know, they bumped her up 2 hours, or 3 hours.
And you got an hour to play, but right when you finish, fair's closed.
I know.
And we have bus problems every day, so.
And we're telling people to leave, so good luck.
That's too bad. I'm sure they asked them, what would you like to do?
But also, knowing what they make, and they're like, hey, go out there.
Yeah. What would you like to do, and keep in mind, if you don't play, you don't get
all that money. So,
which I can't even imagine, knowing what we know for like a Marilyn Manson wanting
six
figures.
Yeah, yeah, it's at least 5 figures they're getting to play the fair. So you're figuring, all right, go on stage and perform for 100 people, or we'll give you just your guarantee. You can hit the road.
Yep.
So they got that in. Hopefully now we're in a good stretch of weather. I want our vendors.
Yeah.
All of our friends that have booths over there that have been struggling these last couple of days because of this weather. So I think we're out of it now.
I hope.
Right? I think we get a good stretch now.
And I hope it's not, I don't want it to be packed like sardines either, because that, whereas they make a bunch of money, then they're just destroyed going, basically 72 straight hours starting tomorrow Friday.
I know.
Going nonstop. So I want it to just be nice and steady.
We have so many friends of the show who are at the fair.
Yeah.
Lockwood Distilling, go see them. Ashley Lynn, go see them.
Yeah.
Who else? Brewer Union got the Redneck Reuben over there. Go see them. Who else do we know over there?
There's somebody
on the tip of my tongue
that I can't think of.
But they got a good stretch.
There's so many. Yep.
Today and tomorrow.
Yep.
High 70s, maybe 81. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday is a stretch of 3 perfect days. So I hope they can make their nut. Gotta make my nut.
Gotta make my nut.
So you're in for a perfect fair weekend.
Perfect.
If you've been holding off, or you've been worried about the weather, or whatever it is, go over.
I know you have.
Go see all of our friends who are slinging their wares over at the Great New York State Fair.
Slang them.
I saw Super Sandwich Bros are over there. We like them, too.
They're
banging.
Between the couple things I've remembered that I really like, and then knowing that they are there, they are the best burger.
Are they?
Good. I think so.
There you go.
Of the burgers.
Of all the burgers?
I think they're my favorite.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I think they're my favorite. I mean, sometimes it's,
that's very high praise.
When you're having them. It's like, this is the best thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
But I've had them several times, and it reminds me of that, how that taste that like the Five Guys has where you're like, oh, this is a really good burger.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it wasn't so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but it's bigger and better.
Bigger and better, and probably not as much as a Five Guys burger.
Right? Or I'm willing to pay it because it's triple the size.
And
the ostrich burgers.
You want to get over there, get your ostrich burger.
Like you said, the crippling disappointment I would feel if I went a looking.
And it wasn't there this year.
It wasn't there.
You should look on the vendor list, see if it's there. Also, I think our boy Brandon from the news
was eating like a triple smash or something that I want to try. I got to go back and see what that was.
I saw a booth that you would want to be at. It was like a, and I think I took a picture of it. I'm sure we'll find it. It was a grilled cheese booth, but it was different than the ones we see. Was it? I'll have to look. But I was like, oh, look at you, Mr. Grilled Cheese Booth.
So listen, I know what it takes for these vendors to be at the fair, the costs involved, all the work involved. So I want you to get over to the fair and support all of our friends, and even not our friends. Maybe friends we'll have along the way someday.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Get over there and experience the fair now. You got a five-day stretch of decent weather. The rain is behind us. The storms are behind us.
Yep.
Get over there and enjoy all the hard work people are putting in as we close out the Great New York State Fair. Yes?
Get a Orangeade.
Oh, do they have an Orangeade? Do they have a Grapeade?
They probably, I don't know, do they?
That'd be pretty
clutch,
too. Because
I know the Orangeade they do, because it's over near that potato swirl thing that I like. I like a potato swirl.
Yeah, I might just grab some passes and go bring the fam one last time, get something to eat. Anyways.
For the fam, but he's also a killer.
A killer. Do you know he was a diver? I saw a video of Jason Statham diving yesterday.
Like,
before he was an actor.
Off of a board into a deep water type thing?
Yeah, he was like a professional diver.
Or like underwater, I'm going to look for scuba.
No, first one.
Gotcha.
High platform diving. There's a video where it's like Jason Statham, before he became an actor, full head of hair, doing a big old flippy.
Leave no splash. And nobody's behind.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Boom.
You know all the links. The show.fm has our links. I know Lottie can do gifts in chat now. What? Isn't that impressive?
There's a gift.
He's showing off.
Look at us.
Look at him.
Look at us.
Now, I know some of you are hearing me talk over a Marilyn Manson song, and that's because math is hard. So, listen, I was up late last night. Good morning, everybody. I don't need to explain how difficult my job is. I'm sure you're out there, fighting fires and saving lives. I have to do math in 30-second increments.
Yeah.
So put a little respect on what I do.
Let's just shut your mouth.
When's morning show professional radio day?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. I think they do every once in a while. I see, like, National Radio Day sometimes. Gomez posts.
Yeah, I don't care about National Radio Day.
I'm always like, what do I got?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
This industry has given me a lot, but Jesus Christ, has it taken so much from me? And here we are.
Until it doesn't give me agita.
Until I can go a whole week without Cody throwing up. Tell you about that other side. Other side of things. Soft hands, baby mouths, gay hearts. Exactly right. That's exactly what we are. Every day is DJ Appreciation Day. Thank you so much, JoJo. Well, we got our Dancing with the Stars cast, Cody.
We do?
And my old ass doesn't know most of these people.
Okay.
It's like I don't even live on planet Earth.
No, when they do all these new people, it takes me forever and ever to ever learn about 1% of them. So like you, the other 99% of these celebrities, I'm like, sup?
Yeah, like I don't know any reality show hosts. I don't know, like I know maybe three people on this list.
All right, who we got?
Julia Stiles, remember her from the 90s?
She can dance.
She can dance.
That's a good one.
And that's a big name to get for, or is she not big anymore?
I feel like she hasn't acted in a minute.
Katie says there's so many I know.
She getting back in there?
Yeah, Julia Stiles. Julia Stiles is a big get, dude.
That's a good one.
10 Things I Hate About You, Save the Last Dance.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's Jason Bourne. She was in the Jason Bourne movies. That's a big get. They're going to want to keep her on there for a while because that's a big get.
Oh.
And then I don't know who Jenna Dewan is. She's responded to backlash for her casting since she's already a dancer.
Don't know her.
All right. Tatiana Ali, I know.
Tatiana
Ali. From The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Absolutely know Tatiana Ali.
Taylor Hanson, I know.
Okay.
My wife would leave me for Taylor Hanson, and you know what? I'd wish them the best.
I hope they have a wonderful life together.
I hope they have life together.
Can I go to their wedding?
Yeah, she's loved Taylor Hanson for our entire relationship, and if Taylor was to show up one day and offer her to whisk her away, may you both live happily ever after. What?
He was behind our building here that one time, so now that I know this, and the three of us could start a wonderful life. Where I show up knocking on the Hanson family mansion door every so often.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys.
Yeah. I love my wife, and I'd like to be married to her until I die. But if Taylor Hanson sometime show up and said, let me whisk you away to a beautiful life, I'd say, all right, yeah, you guys go have your fun. I understand. I get it. Speaking of behind the building, right when I pulled in this morning, let me before I get back to this list.
Okay.
I do have sympathy for the unhoused, but you guys need a little better PR.
They scare me, dude. Jump up.
I pulled in the lot this morning, and just to tell you how it works, I pull in the lot and my headlights will shine on the dumpsters.
Yeah, like it's every day I liken it, depending on the weather, to like a scary movie, to be honest with you.
And I pull in the lot and my headlights shine on the dumpsters. And the second they did this morning, a little gopher head popped up.
And from out of the dumpster?
I go, oh my God. And it looks around. And I go, oh God. Gentlemen defecating, as they tend to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're still pooping over there, even though we got rid of the big dumpster. Just a small dumpster.
Now they just got a squat. Yep. But I'll tell you, that startled your boy at 5 o'clock in the morning, just having a little gopher head pop up and look around.
I love how agitated they get at me when I ask them to please not hoop.
No, I let my guy finish up.
In our parking lots, and then they get mad at me. Like, what are you going to do?
I don't know, but not that.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, so, yeah. It startled me this morning. Back to our list here. So, the Dancing with the Stars list.
Not the pooping homeless guy.
Paralympic gold medalist Ezra French, or Fresh, don't know who that is.
Ezra
Fresh, what sport did he, she, or they, them play?
Looks like, is it running? Volleyball?
Okay, cool.
Just an American athlete. I don't see what they did, though.
Figure skating Olympic gold medalist Amber Glenn?
Name sounds familiar.
She's not the one with the fun hair. That was Lou, right? This is the other one?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
This is just me working through them in my brain.
Yep.
Podcaster and comedian Connor Wood. I don't know who that is. He's also known as Fibula.
Fibula?
I don't know what the youth are into.
I broke both of my fibula and tibula.
No. So.
Nope.
Fresh long jump and high jump. All right, cool.
Cool, good for him. Jumps over me, that'd be cool.
Is Ezra a fella? That's a guy? You looked him up?
It appears to be. We'll have to go back.
I don't care who it is.
No, yes.
Better than Ezra's at the fair today. So whoever you are, Ezra, we got better than Ezra at the fair today. Sarah Jane Nader from Love Thy Nader reality show. I don't know who that is. Thank you, Jamie.
Her face looks familiar.
I don't know who that is. Tyler Cameron from The Bachelorette. Don't know who that is. Season 15.
Ooh, I do know. He's a hunk.
Is he who Tyler is?
He's a hunk and a half. Yeah.
Tyler is?
Yeah.
Chef Giada De Laurentiis, I know who that is.
Chef.
You know who Giada is.
Start spelling.
Boobs. It's the boobs gal.
Chef.
Chef with the. He'll know.
Okay. Now I see.
Yeah,
now I see.
There we go. You know.
Well, I had to spell the name. I don't know any of the names. I don't
Harry
follow the world.
Shum Jr. from Glee and Grey's Anatomy.
Excuse me? What'd you call me? Okay. Looks like he could maybe dance pretty well. We'll see.
It's never a good sign when you're billed as someone's husband, but Whitney Levitt's husband, Connor Levitt, from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
She does not look familiar.
I know. This one, Guillermo Rodriguez from Jimmy Kimmel Live. You know how he's like
Guillermo?
Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel.
All right.
You know who that is?
Every year they got to have that.
They got to have that one.
Like, you know, okay, let's hope he does good. And if he does, it'll be a great surprise and everyone's going to go wild.
No. Maura Higgins from Love Island and Traitors. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
A lot of reality show.
Yeah.
You watch Summer House, right?
Yes.
Sierra Miller.
Oh, okay.
You know Sierra from Summer House?
Yep.
There you go. And then finally, Jackson Olsen from the Savannah Bananas. Is he the Broadway guy? There's a guy in the Savannah Bananas who also did Broadway.
Oh, he's a hunk and a half, too.
Yeah, the Savannah Bananas are all hunks.
Did he? I don't know. He's their, let's see, social media personality, best known as doesn't seem like
I don't think he's
like
the Broadway guy. That name doesn't look like the Broadway guy. But there's a guy on the Bananas who did Broadway.
And he's dating Pat Sajak's daughter. So.
For those of you just listening, you just heard a pause because my boy put his hands on his hips. And when he did, he winced in pain.
I punched myself.
He punched himself right in one of the bruises from
I did that where you're like a superhero.
Activities last night.
You do the high fist pose underneath your bosoms. And
Thursday means Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, yeah.
No whiskey show last night for the reasons we'll get into now, but tonight you get Cocoa back.
We'll do that. We'll have some fun. Maybe it'll be the football preview issue because next Wednesday is the first game.
Mm-hmm.
So Maybe we'll do that.
It's next Wednesday is the first game, and then Thursday's that
Is it Thursday or Friday? Is it Thursday that they're doing over? It's over in
Dublin. Of those. But there's two games back to back, and then next Sunday's the big Sunday, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh boy. Oh, yeah.
Don't forget that Dublin game's on Netflix.
Yeah, it is what it is.
But yep, we're getting there. I mean, there's a couple other ones, but there's games tonight for college football. Georgia Tech, Colorado, 8 p.m.
Nice. So your boys were up late last night. So everything we say going forward was written down by the Dirty Dogs, and we're just recounting what they went through, okay?
Yes.
We were in the audience watching the show.
Yes.
This is just a recount that was given to us by the Dirty Dogs, all right? So there.
They spit on a piece of paper and then kind of like wrote it out with their nose. It was weird.
Last night, we were invited to do the Spatchcock Funk wrestling episode. Let's take you through the whole day yesterday. Because it was a whole day, bud.
It was awesome.
It's always awesome. And to put my wife's quote, she goes, you've had some interesting things happen in your life. I really have. I'm a blessed man.
Yeah.
I get hit by a bus today. I've had a great run. We've done some really fun stuff.
I told you last night.
I've got a couple of great kids.
You and Ammo. That's it.
This is it, man. Yeah, I'm out now. I'm out.
I saw that bridge earlier. Yeah. It can't get any better.
I got a couple of great kids who we've raised to be almost adults, so I can check that off the box. I've done a lot of fun things. The bus hits me today. It is what it is. So we go over there yesterday. Naturally, when that torrential downpour starts, we go over to the Red House, which, can I just give some love? I don't know if you walked around that block. And I hadn't, but city center block that they have rehabbed right over there on Salina Street.
As someone that used to work right there.
Right across from the landmark.
Every single day.
In that building.
It's wild to see how that looks now compared to what it was.
I am very excited for whatever that's going to be. If you haven't checked it out, and I hadn't, and I work two blocks from it every day. Right across from the landmark, they redid the whole block. A while ago, they redid the Red House. The Red House has been opened over there for a few years now.
Which is also wild to see
how
they redid all of that from what it used to look like.
Built this basically a plaza. There's not a lot of shops there yet, but there is. Is it Five Iron Golf? Because I want to say Five Iron Frenzy, but that's a ska band from the 90s.
Oh, really? No.
No, yep. Five Iron Golf or whatever. That's where we went. Where were you went?
Wait, did you go?
I didn't go that day, but I know you went with
Gomez and Khan.
So that's a cool shop, right? That's a cool business right there. But there's a bunch of available business, like residential areas.
There's a lot going on right there.
I want that area to grow. It looks very much like a downtown in other cities.
I pictured it like one of those cool, there's a bunch of tables outside and people are doing stuff at them or hanging out, eating stuff or drinking stuff. I don't know. It just looks like one of those spots where it could be used to. Inside and outside.
Hope that area pops off.
I hope it keeps growing the way it has been the last.
But we get over there during the downpour. We had to go over there for a little run through of things.
Scope it out.
And somebody somewhere triggered a fire alarm. so we all had to go back outside.
I think it was somebody with a kitchen.
Somewhere.
What it seems like, unless it was from that rain.
Yeah. We scoped out the whole match, and we got a look at everything in the ring. The ring wasn't there yet, but we talked through with the Spatchcock guys and all that.
Mm.
And we come back, and last night, my friends, I can't wait for you guys to see this episode.
Yeah, I want more. I want some clips somewhere from somebody. We got to get our hands on something.
This is all information that was given to us by the Dirty Dog, so if we speak in first person, that's why. I'm just reading a script right now.
Yes.
So we get over there, and we meet Tommy Dreamer, I was so worried. My fear going into this, and it always is with the Dirty Dogs, is that guys who are in the business are going to think that we're picking on the business.
Yeah.
And it's so the opposite. Like, I think that you and I have so much respect for that business. We're just not good wrestlers, you know?
Yeah. No, we're just,
I don't want them to think we're being dicks.
Well, it's to get my little bit of worry with that. Is not the same, but sort of the same. I always think that they're going to be, not angry at us, but whatever, because we didn't have to do anything to get there.
Right.
I mean, we did. We've busted our ass doing
this type of stuff,
but they have all busted their asses to get there. We
just kind of saunter
but
in.
But I also feel... But,
we're in the dressing room.
But we're not sauntering in.
No.
Because my vision...
We're very good at that.
My vision of our characters, again, speaking as dogs,
yeah,
is that we're clowns. Whatever the name for that is... In wrestling, we're clown acts. We're like Danhausen, essentially.
Yes,
we're on the mic. We're not
a comedy
wrestlers.
Act.
We're a comedy act.
Yes.
We're a comedy act who is also fine with being jobbers. We want, like you said, yep, we'll eat the pin every time.
Yep.
So we went in there, and I want them to understand we're just doing this for laughs. We respect the hell out of your work.
And I did the old school, whether it's dorky or not, when I made sure to shake
everyone's hand.
Everybody... Sir, how you doing? Introduce yourself to everybody you can.
That's a wrestling thing.
The people, the producers. Before I got in the ring, I did the foot thing in case any of those guys were watching. Were like, just get in my ring and wipe your feet, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
that's
right.
Another one.
Good.
That,
okay.
But so I think they all know that we were pretty respectful.
All right, good.
We didn't jump in there and we're like, bouncing around all goofy. And
No.
Look at this.
No. Absolutely not.
And getting up on the top. Let me jump on you.
Because I would, and we do. We pick on people who think they can just do podcasts or streams. Because you're not respecting the work that goes into it.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, the work that goes into this.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to be respectful of the wrestling community. So we get there, and I was afraid Tommy Dreamer was going to be like, you know, were these dorks.
That I wasn't worried about, but I couldn't tell him that he wouldn't be like stiff or who are you?
Right.
Whatever.
Get
the F away from me.
Yeah.
That type deal. Cause he's the hardcore legend.
He's the hardcore legend.
He's a somebody.
He's in the hardcore Hall of Fame or something.
I don't know if he's in WWE Hall of Fame.
He's not in the WWE Hall of Fame.
He's in several things and he's done plenty in the business.
And for those you don't know, sometimes when you meet these old school guys and they feel like you're disrespecting their business, they'll really hit you and they'll really make you feel pain.
Yep.
Because you're stepping into their ring. That didn't happen.
They'll work stiff.
Tommy Dreamer was awesome and he was a sweetheart of a man. Not to take away his whole image.
Great guy.
Sweetheart of a man.
Yep.
So we get out there. First of all, Flex Wrestling. Incredible matches. Holy cow.
Yeah,
I wish I
great.
Could shout out all of these wrestlers from last night.
But the ones we saw were awesome.
Unbelievable. Our boy Mike Skyros was over there.
I didn't even know he was going to be wrestling. That's so cool.
He's always fantastic.
And he walked in when goofy things were happening. So that was perfect timing.
He arrived and the dogs were backstage cutting a promo.
Yeah,
and he's like,
what type of tomfoolery did I walk into?
But he understands the dogs. So then it comes our turn to do the match. You'll have to tune in to see the match because there's some surprises. And I'll save that all for the Spatchcock show.
Awesome.
It's awesome. For some reason, I don't get nervous about doing wrestling things.
Yeah.
I'm, like I was telling Hambone, I'm nervous at an even keel every minute of my life. I'm always anxious.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm less anxious during those things.
I get weird anxiety attacks, but it's not because I'm like... I don't know. It's a different.
Yours
anxious.
Is all adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like you can't sit still. I pace a little bit just because I want to try to kind of find that character and I want to be like in a headspace for it.
Yeah.
You were just hyped up.
Yes.
It does something to you where you're just hyped up.
It was like that where, you know what, in like cartoons when a character has that like meter that you can see start to fill up
as whatever's
happening happens.
Yeah.
And then when it's going off, it's that like...
Yeah.
That was going on in the back of my head where it was like my ADD was so ramped up
that
even being in a spot for 1 second was excruciating.
Mm-hmm.
It would make my whole body be like, oh, we can't be standing here.
Mm-hmm.
It was wild.
So we're finding our characters. We're getting into the headspace.
Yes.
Hambone's back there with us. I will save the match for when it airs on TV or whenever they post it on YouTube because there's a whole lot of fun stuff to watch.
When we can share stuff, we'll share that stuff. Way.
The match, if those of you that were in person last night saw the match.
It's better that way.
It's better if you wait and see it revealed on their show. I don't know when it's going to come out, so for those of you asking, I don't know. But
I'm sure they'll send us, look, we got this or whatever.
It is a syndicated show on PBS. It's going to be all over the country when they air this next season. Last night was just the filming of season. So we'll skip ahead. There's going to be some surprises. Tommy Dreamer does get involved with us. So you'll see all that. But let's talk injuries today. As I don't feel like I've got too many injuries. I texted you last night that I have right here on my arm.
Yeah, it was really like, after an hour to go up. Yeah, actually, it got a little darker in a couple like, in an hour we've been here.
That's from the ropes. And I guess I didn't think about when you just kind of lean back on the ropes or you lock up on the ropes, you're going to get that.
You want to
show them? Show them.
You don't realize that the rope, it's cable.
It's a wire cable with a little electrical tape around it.
That you don't
look
realize.
Look at Cody's
so
body
my, this is from the ropes.
If you're in Twitch or YouTube, that's Cody's rope burns right there. Not burns, it's like bruises.
Yeah, it's from just hitting it.
Yeah.
And then I, no lie, was chopped 40 to 50 times.
Throughout the course of the day, yeah, you took probably 40 to 50 chops.
So that's why
that's his
all of that.
All that bruising is right there.
Looks the way it does.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is hilarious.
I will say, this was the most wrestling the Dirty Dogs have ever done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
We have never done this much wrestling.
No.
And it was awesome. And I was terrified because I've never done that much physical wrestling.
Yeah.
You haven't? I mean, you probably did back in the day, but I never have.
Not like that. No.
There were things that you'll see when the episode airs. Basically, Tommy Dreamer was talking to us in a language that even I was like, wait, we'll do what now and what now? I don't want to remove all the magic. You'll see it when it comes out.
Yep.
But it was things I'd never done before. I don't know if I could do them again.
Oh, I have so many more ideas because I loved that part of it. I didn't realize until the last thing we did with Totvik how much I enjoyed the putting stuff together.
Yeah, the part walking of it through, sure.
Like just, okay, well, here's what we can do. We'll do this.
I loved it.
This, we do this, and we can do this.
I loved it.
I don't know, there's just something about it.
I loved it. The match wrapped up. I think we made the audience really hate us, which is always our goal.
I think so.
Because whenever we come into a new space, they don't know who we are. I mean, we have, like, Malloy was there. Malloy knows the gimmick. But the rest of these clowns don't, so we have to make them really hate us really fast.
I think we did.
We worked the hell out of the mic. We made them just hate us. Hambone did some great stuff.
Oh, man. Mic. Yep. I like
a lot when he does that.
I like that we can do a great job, but also keep developing the characters.
We're giving them more lore, a little more backstory. So
yep.
It was a fantastic night. I can't wait for you guys to see it. Thank you again, Spatchcock.
Oh, man. Thank you to those guys.
Thank you, Flax Wrestling.
Yes.
You guys are incredible. Thank you, Tommy Dreamer. Everybody was great, and I can't wait for you guys to see it. And we recovered.
Yeah, it was just
so
fun.
And we'll see how
the
bruises develop. And it was so funny because I was texting Cody how I am a child in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I go home and I take a shower, and my wife's sitting in the living room, and I texted Cody the conversation. I'm going to tell you my voice.
It's so good.
I'm not going to tell you the conversation because it's going to ruin the match if you see it. But I was like, I was standing there in a towel, cleaning my ears out.
And I can picture him on the tunnel. Him just doing the... So then...
Yeah, so I was like... and then I did this.
And then what
and
I did
then
was,
when I did this, Cody did this. And then he came out. And then when he did that, and she's like, uh-huh, uh-huh. And so then...
absolutely that.
Nothing sums up my wife's reaction to my life better than the sentence that she's probably said to me 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, so you had fun. That's good. So you had fun. That's good. I did have fun, and they weren't even expecting that part.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cody did it.
So you had fun. Good.
Oh, you had a fun time, huh? Yeah. Yes.
No, I had too much adrenaline, and I threw up.
Yeah, and then Cody got home and threw up. I don't understand his body, guys. He gets home, and he throws up.
But that whole ADD adrenaline thing it was still there. It wasn't going down.
Yeah.
Like it just wouldn't go down, and I couldn't get in the shower fast enough to shut myself off. So.
Hamill says, one of the funniest parts was Cody after the match every 30 seconds. I don't know how you guys do this longer than a minute.
Because, again, that was the...
I don't know how they do that.
That was the longest it ever gone, and I didn't... I ran once.
Yeah.
I ran once.
Yeah.
So
that was our longest. That was the longest match we ever did.
Yeah,
by far the most physical match we ever did.
So not,
and it was 1/100th of what the real wrestlers do.
Yeah, yeah, much respect.
And then shout out to that big boy who was so physical. Who is he? The guy with the glasses. Hambone, what's that wrestler's name who was doing like kip ups and stuff?
Oh, I didn't.
And flipping? It was the match two before us.
I didn't see. I forget his name.
He was a bigger guy.
I'd never
but it's
seen
like,
him before. The America guy?
No, that was another
I'd never seen the America guy before.
Like Freeze or something, Hambone said?
Oh, Don Freeze.
Don Freeze,
bro. Big Don Freeze.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
He's athletic and he big boy. He does the big boy moonsault off the top rope.
He's doing flips and stuff,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, and he's huge. It's awesome.
I'm a fan, man. I'm a fan of these guys. Anyways, I can't wait for you guys to see the episode. I'm sure they'll be posting little teaser clips or whatever, and we'll obviously let you know when the second the episode's available.
I bet Malloy's got some stuff. I didn't even think of that. Maybe
Malloy probably,
got a couple he can send us.
Malloy, how'd you think? Malloy was front row.
I threw my my shirt at him.
Did you?
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Malloy, how would you rate the match, bud? You were there front row. Tell Chad how you thought about it. Yeah, BC, I saw Freeze at 1UP. He's great. He was fun to watch. Can't wait for you guys to see it. Coco Puffs tonight.
Huh?
7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow.
Hello.
Or you go to theshow.fm. You can tune in right there on a website, on the internets, and watch Cody do dangerous things.
Like backflips.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cartwheels.
All of that and more, thanks to our friends at Joe's Buds on Onondaga Boulevard.
Big props, dog.
Big prop, big dog.
Appreciate y'all.
Well, something that you and I can relate to, and I know the audience can relate to, something we've been talking about ad nauseum is something that I think affects all of us. And that's, did you know what we're undergoing in this country right now? We have a mansion shortage.
No.
Real estate agents are saying we just can't.
What do we do?
We don't have enough mansions for the wealthy people to buy mansions. I've been saying this, I've been saying this.
You're just sitting there. What do we do?
I don't know. Here's real estate agent Nicole Wyatt.
Oh, God.
Explaining
maybe
the
problem.
Maybe
she can tell us what we can do.
Pacific Heights Mansion sold for $56 million a few months ago after multiple offers.
Okay.
Atherton, already the most expensive zip code in America, just hit a median home price over $10 million. Brokers are calling it a mansion shortage.
Mm.
There just aren't enough trophy homes for the amount of AI money chasing them.
Guys.
So if you're active anywhere in the luxury tier, not just the $70 million tier, but $3 million, $5 million,
guys.
$8 million, this is the wave that's pulling your market upward too.
The people who are making all their money on AI, they can't find extra trophy homes. And that's a big problem right now. Why aren't we thinking about them?
I was in such a good mood.
I know.
And now
they can't find their third or fourth trophy home.
Tragedy has struck.
Well, good news.
Oh,
good news if you live in this state.
Oh, okay.
As a couple in New York,
yeah,
has their home for sale.
Thank God.
Except not for people. I mean, it would be. People could live in it. I'm going to show you this on Twitch and YouTube and the show.fm. And I can't emphasize enough that this is literally for a dog.
Oh, it's one of these people.
They built a $3 million dog house that is now up for sale.
Make grumpy face right now.
A New York couple is putting their dog estate on the market. After spending between $2 and $3 million transforming it. Now, for those of you not in Twitch and YouTube, I'm going to tell you.
Unbelievable.
This would be a nice house, a human house.
Yeah.
For humans to live in.
For humans. Unreal.
And they built it for their dog. They purchased the property in 2019. They built this dog house for their bearded collie Buster.
Those are fun dogs.
Howard and Suze Rubin, or Susie Rubin.
Susie Rubs.
Relocated from Boca Raton, where their heat was too much for the dog.
Oh, okay.
So they moved up to New York.
Yeah, there you go.
They built Buster's Retreat. It's 2.76 acres. It features a pool, sun shelves, artificial turf, a fence playground, heat-deflecting pool decking, and strategically placed shade trees.
And I gotta smell other people's dinners sometimes.
What are we doing?
I wish that was a beer.
We have failed as a society.
Unreal. I mean, now, good for the dog.
The dog made out. I'm not mad at you, Buster.
And, like, I don't care. Do that. Spend your money. Do that or whatever. It just, Oh.
They say, quote, we never use it. It's his house.
Yeah.
I mean, of course it is.
Yeah.
Howard said, Susie's longing for Florida again. Listing agents have it now.
So they're
listed.
Just going to leave Buster there?
I guess Buster's going back to Florida, whether he likes it or not.
You buy the house that they're in, and then out back, they're just letting you know that Buster's out back in his house.
So, good news.
Hey, what's up, neighbors?
Jumps in his pool.
Good news. If you're dealing with what is being called the mansion shortage, we got you. We got you. Just come down to New York. Come up to New York, wherever you are. Come over to New York. We got a doghouse for sale. About $3 million, which is chump change for you. If you're in the luxury tier.
Yeah, man.
How do you make a name as the city's most compelling compact crossover? Well, the Lexus UX started with a refined suspension tuned for the streets. Then added a palette of distinctive, vibrant exterior colors and kept it going with an available 12.3-inch touchscreen using our intuitive Lexus interface. The Lexus UX, engineered to fit in, designed to stand out. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
It was weird. The we're leaving downtown Syracuse, and I'm driving north. And I tried to pull my dash cam footage so I could post on social. It didn't come across as well.
Nah.
Looked like I was driving into the Upside Down from Stranger Things.
Yeah,
like the whole
lightning.
Sky.
I could just see it.
It was pop, 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 pop. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was real weird because it wasn't really up by me, so...
But I kept waiting for the big storms, and I don't think it made it that north. It looks like all the reports of, like, south of us, Waterloo, I guess, got real bad.
It looks like by the time they got here, they'd broken up into, like, weird chunks that just kind of filtered off. So some places got nailed. But, more out west, it seems.
Yeah, so hopefully everyone's doing well this morning. Maybe picking up some branches or trees. I see some flooding happening out there.
Yeah, that was... The last few times it's rained, I feel like it's rained harder than it's ever rained ever.
It's been good. Hey, we need it. I did want a good thunder and lightning storm, though. I got a couple good thunder rumbles, but I wanted like a real summer storm.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
There was one.
I know people did.
Yeah, there was one where I was like, here we go. And it didn't do anything
and
after
you had
it.
No Elsa last night, right? So how was she handling it?
She was stuck between the rents. She was all safe and curled up.
Yeah, Seneca Falls, Cortland, Preble, they got it down there. It was just south of all of us. So,
well, it was alarming because I went after, we were at the Red House doing stuff, and I didn't look at my phone for an hour.
Right.
When we first got there, and I sat it down, and we were getting ready and doing things and promos and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then I looked, and I had like 15 alerts. I'm like,
really?
What? I just kept getting... Severe warning tornado. And I'm like, all right, did you glitch out? One for each is fine.
Yeah, but seeing the map this morning, there was a ton of stuff. You did see that with a tornado touchdown somewhere?
Yeah, I read somewhere. I thought that out that way, there was one where somebody, it did touch down somewhere.
Yeah. So listen, yesterday, it's been a weird couple of days at the Great New York State Fair. There was some flooding yesterday. They closed temporarily. Then they had to close early. But now... We have a five-day stretch where it looks perfect for the Great New York State Fair.
Yeah.
And I want to keep hammering home. It seems like this year we've got a lot of our local friends set up at the fair, and I know how much it costs to be there, so I want them to succeed.
Yeah, a lot of our friends took a gamble this year. It was a gambling year, and I want them to pay off.
And I know they've gotten through a couple of hard days, but I want us to support our local friends. So get over to the fair. You got a five-day stretch. You got a long weekend, a lot of people.
Yep.
Go see our friends at the Redneck Reuben truck.
Yeah, even if it's just for that, that's what I do.
Go see our friends at Lock One Distilling. Try their drinks.
Yep.
Go see our friends at Ashley Lynn. Go see everybody who's over there working hard. And help them make some money off this Great New York State Fair. It's been a kind of a rough couple of days.
Because then it helps us.
That helps everybody.
Later when we want to do something and we want them involved, and then they were more willing instead of being like, well, we did the fair and it kind of wrecked everything.
Oh, Rob's going on Friday, so these vendors will make
their
money. They'll make their money. They'll be fine.
Never mind.
They'll be fine.
You guys,
hey,
stay home. We're good.
We're looking at our numbers here, and some guy came on Friday and just ate everything.
Just eating grilled cheese. He was double-fisting grilled cheeses.
Our boy Nick over at Toss and Fire does a great job. We have a lot of very central New York friends. that are set up at the fair this year, and we want them to succeed. So go and support all local. Today, you've got Herman's Hermits.
Ooh.
You've got a lovely daughter. Weird.
Weird.
Wait. What?
So what was it they're showing? So when is better than Ezra then?
Tomorrow.
So they
sorry,
were, they
my
were
bad.
Doing that. They, oh,
the news
does got
a weird thing. The news does a weird thing where like they put up a graphic for tomorrow's things, and I don't know why.
And they, for no reason, just
so
randomly.
Here's your schedule.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Today you got Herman's Hermits
at one or noon,
and then you got ZZ Top on the big stage tonight.
Okay.
And at 6 o'clock, you got Jesse McCartney. Who, if you don't remember Jesse McCartney.
No, I really don't. I know
I
know of
Chad,
him, but
I talked this up on 93Q a few times. See, sister's got to go to work at the fair today because someone got hit real hard. So, thinking of everybody who got hit last night with the storms, get over to the fair today and enjoy some Jesse McCartney, baby. That's a song about Cody. I sing that to Cody and his beautiful soul.
Yeah, when I get here in the morning, he's already singing that for me when I walk in. It's like my entrance song.
But I also, just to complain about tomorrow's acts, because I can't do anything without complaining, you put Better Than Ezra at 1.
Yeah, what's up with that?
And then the Shrek rave at 9?
I get that it's got to be dark for that, but like, you...
Come on.
Really?
Not Better Than Ezra get a better slot than 1 o'clock. Maybe people are on a Friday.
Or, I mean, that whoever, like, you're going to put Braxton Keith?
Who's that, country?
It's gotta be. Look, that name is screams open comer.
Got a bunch of, so you got a bunch of fun stuff happening. Sunday as Stella Lefty. Do not ask about her father. You know that story?
Yes, isn't her dad?
She's not, I'm not gonna say Nepo baby, but like her dad's a billionaire. He founded Groupon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Groupon guy. Yes. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're not allowed to ask her about that.
Don't.
Don't you dare
ask me the thing I'm most known for.
Tonight you got ZZ Top. Tomorrow you got, this is on the big stage.
Ooh.
ZZ Top.
Big stage.
Violet Femmes tomorrow night. Trace Atkins on Saturday. Robin Thicke on Sunday. And Wyclef Jean, put a bullet in my bubble goose on Monday night. So look.
No thank you for any of those.
See, when he says it enthusiastically, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Huh?
No, thank you.
That all sounds awful.
No, I love it. I love it. I love Wyclef. But look at 5 straight days of great weather, the great New York State Fair. I want you to get out there. I want you to have a good time.
Please.
I want you to support our local friends. Stone Demo Violets, good morning. This is the show. Tonight,
why are we talking over a little bit of that?
I don't know what's going on. Something's not matching, but I... My brain can't. It's so inside baseball. We're a syndicated show, friends, and we broadcast in multiple markets. So my job is to match things so that the songs time out and the commercials time out.
Somebody else's job.
Well, there's that, but something's not matching. But also, either I'm too tired or I sustained a head injury last night. I can't solve the puzzle.
We're keeping an eye
on. So we're all just keeping an eye on me.
Yep.
Seeing what happens.
We're watching.
It's like a puzzle I can't solve. Thank you, Scotty.
We'll see
it happening.
Yeah.
And one market says a number and the other market says a number. So then I think I make an adjustment, but I've done
it wrong
twice.
Wrong one, wrong side, both times.
Both times.
Both times. So, yeah.
So we'll keep an eye on me.
Get your head squeezed a little tight.
I did. Start to drool a little bit, just we'll head on. Anyways, Cody, did you hear about this mansion shortage that's going? Just kidding.
Say,
Here he goes. He's doing the same story.
I turned on the lights, and he didn't seem to bother him so much, so I think we're okay for a little.
Deb says, I feel bad for Josh, but I'm happy it's not my kid that was concussed again.
No, I got my own bruises and such.
Yeah, has your mother seen you with your shirt off yet?
I woke up and I saw these.
Yeah, Deb, you don't want to see what your baby boy looks like.
Mine better. I'm okay.
You don't want to see what your baby boy looks like.
I don't know about my chest.
He's all bruised up.
But
he's all bruised up.
I have a feeling he's looking at a blank screen over there.
Huh?
A
right. Just making sure real quick. Not, mm-hmm. It wasn't just white.
A big green alien statue was stolen from a Georgia store. It's kind of like a reverse abduction, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
They usually take us.
How the turntables.
How the turntables. I was outside of Charlie's Funky Junk Shop.
You don't never want your junk to be called Funky Junk.
Another business in the neighborhood spotted the statue somewhere and returned it safely. Do we know?
Okay.
Well, this story got me thinking if this, they stole an alien.
Someone was just like, never mind.
Do we ever know what happened to that big-ass bull cow thing from outside of Babes?
Yeah.
Where did it end up?
It just made an appearance somewhere, but it went somewhere and was, like, safe and it's somewhere else.
It was
else
just moved,
that,
right?
Yeah.
It wasn't stolen, right?
No.
Okay.
That's too big. They put it somewhere, and then it made, like, an appearance somewhere very recently.
Come see
the Babes
big bull ox or whatever it is.
Whatever its name is. But isn't that weird? The obsession with that giant cow from a steakhouse?
Well, it was a pretty big landmark. If you're out taking that road all the time, you see Babe
every
day.
You're like, okay, I'm here. I know to.
Was it called Babe? The store was Babe.
Yeah,
Babe.
I don't know.
Was it Babe's?
No idea. No,
it was
name
Babe's.
Or the restaurant.
Oh, man, I need to go home.
Yeah.
I need to go home because I'm doubting myself.
I know Babe's is a restaurant in Utica.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that steakhouse, Joel's Steakhouse it was called.
Joel's, gotcha.
Babe the Bull.
Babe, now, see, I am combining things.
It's with the Switz's ogre. They're hanging out. The ogre's on top of the bull. Riding it. Around.
New episode of Sunday Brunch just dropped.
Like a cartoon. Uh-oh.
Come on down.
Oh, no. We went to, did we go, you, me, and Paulie went over
coming
to San Miguel's
next.
Across from St. Joe's.
Caught on next to Booty on Duty.
Hey, what are you talking about?
What?
I thought I had that shift.
You're listening to the dog.
Yo, hoo.
Nope.
If you're just tuning in, I believe I sustained a head injury last night at the wrestling show, and my mind can't comprehend things, but that really makes today's show extra special, right? Doesn't it? Because we don't know what's going to happen next.
I feel pretty good. It's the first time at something that I didn't get hit in the head.
The friends we made along the way, Coco.
Yeah,
you know?
You don't remember them, but, you know.
You look different, AJ. When'd you grow a beard?
Oh, I don't have my sunglasses. Or my glasses. I'll put my glasses on.
This is the most Avenged Sevenfold concert experience I think you can have. As a 24-year-old woman has been charged with stealing and crashing an ambulance at an Avenged Sevenfold concert.
That's my effing nightmare!
Sounded Phoenix? Yeah, the synapses are off today, Joe.
Yeah, sorry.
Joe, I'm coming to see you in a couple hours. I'm going to operate a vehicle here in a minute, so you'll see how that works out.
Good luck.
I might just drive right into Joe's bay. I'm having my oil change, Jeremy.
Uh-oh.
Like when an old person accidentally kicks the accelerator instead of the brake.
Right. No, but you're next door inside of that restaurant or whatever the heck that used to be there. Whatever.
Like driving
there,
to the OIP or something.
Sorry.
Here I am.
He's at the Burn Dairy.
What? 27th of August, down in Phoenix, Arizona. It was outside of the amphitheater where Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte were performing. Grace Vicente allegedly entered an unattended ambulance with the keys left inside by paramedics.
Now, I was waiting for my brain to fire back to what you were talking about originally.
I believe they have to leave the thing running or the keys in it. I've been told ambulances, because you don't want to have
cops.
An emergency. Yeah. You don't want to have an emergency and the vehicle won't start.
Yep. Yep. Cop, because that's what the officers would do at Costa's.
So you leave it running.
Because I asked him. I wanted to know. I remember that years ago. I was like, what's up with that? He goes, you going to go to an emergency and your battery's dead?
Yeah.
Went, good call.
They just let it run, which I understand makes total sense. But that's also going to be very tempting for a lady who's probably on a couple things or maybe a little buzzed and she's at a concert.
Ooh, yeah. Well,
I ain't trying to victim blame here, but.
I mean, it is his fault.
It's an Avenged Sevenfold show, and she's probably getting a little twisted, and she sees an idling ambulance.
Most people, though, see that and just leave it because of, you know.
Laws
and.
But what if she.
Morals.
Can I ask you a question? Because we don't know what led up to this.
Mm-hmm.
What if she was drinking Claws? If she was balls. Drinking claws,
that is the loophole.
Technically, there are no laws.
That's the loophole.
So
you still gotta have morals, though, and that you steal an ambulance.
Okay, all right.
Then that's a little bit like, oh,
Your
man,
Honor, Your Honor,
someone can't get to an emergency.
Your Honor, my client, sure, stole an ambulance. Your Honor, please.
But I know this.
But if I can just verify one thing for you and the jury,
where is it?
She was
yes, here, right here. Yep,
she was drinking claws
and
prior to the incident, and we all know there ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. Case dismissed. Case dismissed.
The driver.
She was she drove the van. Ambulance.
And she crashed it, you said, right?
Into another car.
Now it's still no good for someone to go use.
Yeah, you're bringing somebody else's life into this now. The driver of that car had to go to the hospital. They're fine. She was charged with DWI and vehicle theft. Her attorney told a local outlet that she had traveled to Arizona for the concert.
Oh, no.
And calling the incident completely out of her normal nature.
Okay, well, sucks, but...
Your Honor.
Now it is.
Your Honor. My client was drinking claws.
Traveled to the area, which means she's not even from there.
Oh, it's got to be the worst. And does that mean all of her friends are stuck there now that rode with her?
Right. They're like, where are your keys? Where's your car? Yeah. Oh, my God. Could you even imagine that?
Like, concert protocol.
Three other people inside that are like, where did...
Like, dude,
whatever
imagine,
her name is, go. Where
imagine you, me, and a couple of buddies drove down to, like, Jersey.
Yeah.
For a concert. And we're at that concert, we're all tailgating, and one buddy screws up and gets arrested and goes to jail.
Or just, we went to that Yankee game.
Yeah.
And you went to the bathroom for a minute and never came back, and it's just me and the boys standing by the gate going.
Well, more likely Ralphie gets turned up and gets arrested. Ralphie gets too hammered on ice cream.
I was going to say, he's pocketing ice creams.
Pocketing ice creams.
Sir, but they're free, but.
But like, what's protocol there? I'm sure people listening have been in this scenario. I ain't staying in New Jersey because my buddy screwed up. Is that a bad friend?
No.
If we traveled to a concert and you got arrested and you got to spend the night in jail?
No, I mean, it depends. Who and what the situation is. Like, if I just have to wait for you for the morning, if you're just a casual acquaintance.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Then it's probably not like, we're going back,
if
sorry.
If it was you,
yeah,
I'd get a hotel and I'd
friends,
wait it out.
Be like, get him in the morning.
If it was some rando that was just coming along with us, I don't know you, I'm out of here.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Sorry, dude, find a way home, take a bus.
Nora, just tell you, like, I don't know, you're the one that screwed this up and made it so we didn't have a ride now. Well, now I found one home and I'm not using you because you went to jail.
Or it's like somebody's girlfriend who got too drunk and then she got in a fight.
Yep.
Like, dude, that's your girlfriend. I don't know her. We're going back home.
Yep, sorry.
I ain't staying out here. What is protocol?
Shouldn't have crashed your ambulance.
Coco Puffs at 7 o'clock. The show too dangerous for the radio waves. You using the other cam again?
Yeah.
You're all set? You need me to come over and do anything or you're good?
I think we're good because I don't need to play the video games. Oh, the mic thing, but we don't
worry about it. Talk in the room. It's good.
We'll worry about it.
Another time. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, once we can figure out what exactly the new whole setup will be.
7 o'clock tonight on twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. And you get a Coco Puff show brought to you by Joe's Buds. The show too dangerous for the radio because it's about weed drugs. I can't tell you about them on the radios.
No!
Okay?
I do not approve of my own lifestyle.
I do not approve. And I don't get, I don't get much DoorDash. I know
no.
that you're more of a DoorDasher.
I'm a weird DoorDasher.
How so?
I rarely. It's got to be a really good deal for me. It'll be like a special treat to get it delivered.
Yeah.
There's got to be all the right deals, no delivery fee, all that stuff. I use DoorDash to order and then go get it.
Yeah.
Just because there's sometimes deals that
in the app, right? You've told me that.
Yeah.
I for one, live too far away to get things DoorDash. I could, but it'd be like $80 cheeseburger.
I have a feeling the delivery fee, they would hit you hard.
Also, I don't feel like DoorDash is financially responsible. I've said that many times on here. I don't think you're being smart with your money if you're DoorDashing every day like our coworkers do. Our coworkers DoorDash, I think, multiple times a day. Because they're busy, and they're busy with dog photo shoots, and they're doing a lot of different...
Yeah, lots of hard work.
A lot of hard work out there, so they can't get out and get the food. They got to have a DoorDash. Every day, we'll see a DoorDasher pull up here and deliver breakfast.
As soon as they get here.
They plan breakfast, lunch, and then I think... Because I came back yesterday and I smelled food again. There might be a third meal later in the day.
Ooh, a little snacky snack.
A little snacky snack.
A little treat.
So our coworkers might be getting in three meals here at work, which is impressive, which is very impressive.
Dog gets a treat, they get a treat.
Dog gets a treat, then Cody, then Paulie's going to show up and tell you about his dog. It's a whole rigmarole out there.
Lots of fun.
It's a whole rigmarole. So this DoorDash story comes out of Texas, I believe.
Oh, Texas.
There's a guy who was at his house playing video games, and he gets the alert on his phone, your DoorDash has been delivered. Same time, he gets a mobile, camera alert from the Ring Cam.
Okay.
It's like, hey, there's been movement on your front door.
Oh, okay, yeah. Setting it down, taking a picture.
He's like, oh, sweet, my food's here. And he goes and gets his food. And then he checks the Ring Cam footage and sees that the DoorDash delivery man was completely nude when he delivered it. Just a naked guy delivering his food.
Popped out of his whip with his dong flopping.
Keontae Matlock says the incident happened just outside of his Houston home. He was inside playing a video game.
Houston, we have a problem or a pair of problems.
He was outside. He was inside playing a video game, got the alerts I told you about.
Yep.
He checked the notification and realized the DoorDash had been delivered.
My God.
By a man who was completely naked.
That is one Houston Rocket he is not going to root for.
Now,
I can't even imagine. Was like, so the guy was just nude whipping around?
Again, I'm going to ask you a protocol question.
Did he get out of the car to pick up the food nude?
Nude?
No, he couldn't.
Did he get nude between the restaurant and the house?
He picked up my food, got naked.
Chad, that's dinner and a show. Yeah, that's dinner and a show. I get you can't just be naked in the world because that's, illegal. But then he complained to DoorDash about it. And if I'm DoorDash, I'm like, what did I do?
You
didn't screen this guy enough or something?
I don't know, because it's just a matter of, it's your employee. Sorry, I know that, what are you going to do? But it comes down on DoorDash. That's their employee and the guy, obviously. Now they can fire the guy.
They got rid of him. He's no longer allowed to use the app.
Press charges if you want or whatever.
DoorDash released a statement. What this customer experienced was abhorrent, and we've reached out directly to offer our support. This man's behavior was vulgar and completely unacceptable, and as soon as we were made aware, our team permanently removed their access to our platform. We do not tolerate sexual harassment or misconduct of any kind, and we stand ready to assist law enforcement with any investigation.
Because, if it was, you're lucky it wasn't like a kid.
Sure,
or something like that.
That's where it stops being funny. If there's a kid involved, or maybe just like kids outside a naked guy gets out.
They're lucky it was just a dude that saw your naked ass, or else it could be a lot worse. And you're lucky the dude didn't see it and come out and beat your ass.
Yeah, because you're naked in front of like his house.
Yeah, and that's But here's the other thing. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You eating it?
It's a great question.
It's
a great question. Is the bag taped?
Everything is still, McDonald's, you ever seen their delivery? They have those, circle stickers, and they, boop, boop.
Right.
That close that paper bag.
Right.
All closed, no drink. Don't even worry about a drink.
I'm going to admit something.
Because I'm not drinking the drink. I don't know. Not drinking the drink.
Yeah. Let me work through this, because I'm going to admit something that's going to make me seem like a bad person, and that's fine. I'm not proud that I do this.
Okay.
But on the times that I do get DoorDash and the person's car is really dirty inside or like it looks gross.
Okay.
Sometimes
I
don't
want to.
Yeah, I'm a little judgy and I don't like that about me. It's hard to be broke. It's hard to be broke. I get it. They're trying to make a living. Yeah. But I'm always like that where I'm like, food went in your car.
I can see that because it's, you don't want your food. Just in case.
Or if they're smoking in the car with my food.
Yep.
Have you seen that? I don't like that about me, but I'm being honest with you.
No, I can get that. But no.
Naked guy, I think you're right to say no drink. I'm not doing the drink.
Yeah. I'll eat
here's
the food.
The thing about
if it's still closed, I'm eating the food.
Here's the thing about DoorDash. Here's what I do. And again, I don't get it at my house. We usually get it when we're on vacation.
Yeah.
Is when you're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a hotel and I get DoorDash. They don't bring it to your room. You got to go meet them.
Yes. The one time I've done that years ago. Yep.
So you got to go meet him.
You got to go downstairs.
Which I like because then
downstairs.
Yeah. Or you get the text, I'm here. Which I like because I can go then like see, like what's the food? How did it travel here?
Yep.
Did they pull it out of his? And honestly, it's a sliding scale because we got pizza on vacation and the woman's car was very dirty and messy, but she was very sweet and very nice and had great customer service. And you know what? That canceled out the messy car to me.
Yeah.
Because I go, maybe she can't control that situation, but she worked really hard to deliver me this pizza. And I respect that. I appreciate that.
Yep. No, I usually...
Mel just says, I don't trust anyone. I'm not ordering DoorDash. I get it.
No, I more am like super apologetic.
Over what?
Whenever
you're naked.
When I do get DoorDash delivered, I'm always like, I make sure I meet them. I'm like out on the balcony.
Oh, really?
And I was like, thank you so much. I give them extra good tip as long as, you know, as long as delivered in time and all that
Dude,
stuff.
Dude, I'm such an obnoxious tipper. You should pray that you get me on DoorDash because I'm so ashamed of myself I'm not going to go get the food and I'll pay you to do it.
Well, and it's when it's a special treat. Mm. And I get all the good deals and all that stuff.
Street, yeah.
I usually do move where I double dip the tip. I'll give you that tip, but I also then start. I have a stack of ones where.
Oh, do that.
This is yours as long as.
Don't let DoorDash know about it.
No, as long as you keep. Is it getting here quick or whatever and all that? That'll all be yours.
I always try to incentivize by giving a big tip before they even accept the order. Can they see that?
I don't know.
Because DoorDash. DoorDash is kind of cheap. Yeah. It'll be like a $60 order, and they'll be like, your driver receives $2. I'm like, F that.
No, I usually put in the little comments thing just so they know. I don't want them to
be like,
think that I'm being a jerk. So I'll be like, don't worry about the tip. It says there, I have cash.
Yeah, it feels
That's
really
usually what I put that way. Then they know, okay, he's got something else. I get what he gave me there.
Yeah.
I'll give him something in that app. But yeah, it's... Not all there, so here's Kay.
Yeah, I feel like they're being real greedy DoorDashes, and they're not like taking care of their drivers. So I'll be like, no. If you bring me this pizza,
I got some ones for you.
I'm putting a $5 tip in the app, and then when you get here, bump that up a little bit. All right, so good. I'm glad they can see the tip, but
can see where it ends.
This guy saw a different kind of tip,
but
I guess.
No, you saw where it ended, but not where it starts.
But then I also get jealous. Do you ever get jealous that your DoorDash driver is seeing other people? Like when they make multiple stops?
Depends
like,
on the...
I guess I'm not your first priority.
Depends on the situation.
You're stopping at their house before my house. Okay.
Because if you're watching them and you see them like go out of their way when they could have very easily delivered to you first.
Yeah.
Then I'm like...
Come on, man.
Bro, what are you doing? But also...
Gotta make a living. I get it.
Then the other times, no, because you can pay. And I've done it once.
You pay to be priority?
I've done it once where I'm like...
Was it worth it?
Me first.
Was it worth it?
I'm remembering that, yes, it was.
Hottest food?
And I can't remember if it was... It might have been Five Guys because wanted the fries to be hot, but it might have been a pizza place.
Okay.
I can't remember. Either way, I remember it being worth it, but it's usually like $3.
Yeah, you got to bump
it
up.
But it's like when you hit that button of prioritize me first, please.
Like a baller. I feel like Mr. Monopoly with your monocle and your top hat. I demand first service.
Bring me my McDonald's.
Get the show on demand wherever you find your favorite podcasts or just head to the show.fm as a website. www.theshow.fm.
Internet.
And that's got all of our links right there and
Look
our live
you.
Streams. You don't got to sign up for anything. You don't got to download anything. You can play it right there on your browser.
You are technically signing up, but that's just for a good time.
Ah, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
We both sustained what appears to be head injuries last night at our wrestling event. And we're a little sleepy. And maybe it's the atmosphere. I don't know, but we're a little loopy today. Thank you.
Hey-o.
For joining us. Now, I love a good internet debate. And I like this. So for years, we debated daylight savings. Should we have it? Should we keep it? Should we get rid of all that stuff?
Was it real?
Was it real?
Was it a real thing?
Was that my pooper this morning? Might have been my pooper from this morning. What's he got, bud?
Oh, what's in his hand?
We got a lot of activity outside this morning.
Like weird weapons in his hand, but not real weapons.
Not real weapons?
Yeah.
So people are safe and okay?
You're going to get hit with a stick shaped like whatever that is.
So back to the debate online. Let me ask you this. As now we are in the October months.
No, we're not, but we'll get there.
No, the burr months. The damn, this head injury. We're in the burr months.
Yep.
People are asking, should we even out the months? Meaning, some months have 29 days. Some months have 31 days.
Yes.
Let's even them out.
Yep.
Every month.
Yeah.
30 days.
Yes. Agreed. Hell yeah.
Post on social media is going viral as people are divided over the length of months.
No, I'm in on it.
365. Now here's how they want it.
Oh,
some
boy.
Of these are just funny, all right? So we can keep our I don't know if the math would work out if we kept 12 months and made them all what, 30 days?
Yeah. Yeah, does it all even out?
I don't know if it all evens out.
You can't just have like one throwaway day that's this one's just for extra if we need it. And we'll just have it just be whatever day.
Mm-hmm.
No,
we could do.
Can't have any extras.
These are some of the suggestions coming in. We could do 13 months, 28 days each. That's going to leave us one extra day because that's 364.
Okay.
That makes New Year's Day a non-day. New Year's Day is not a non-day.
It's just days. It's
zero.
Day zero.
It's day zero.
We call it day zero.
Oh, that sounds terrifying. Don't say that.
And we spend every...
Welcome to day zero.
Right. All right, I don't like that one anymore. All right. All right.
Every first day of the new year.
We could do...
Have we survived?
We could do five equal months of 73 days apiece. February, April, August, Socktober.
Socktober.
And December.
December.
I don't like the 5 months.
I don't want to rename them. I don't want to relearn crap. Never mind. This is all too much. Keep it out. It's too late.
The real issue is going to be birthdays.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I already don't know the April, June, and something November. Here's my button so you remember. Like, I don't even remember that, so I don't need to remember the new one.
Yeah, I don't know the new months.
So I'm not gonna learn that one either.
Did y'all learn the new months?
Nope.
I didn't
learn the old ones.
I didn't learn them either.
Couldn't tell you.
12 even months.
Yeah.
This is the Egyptian method that's been pitched.
Okay.
12 even months, 30 days apiece. It's gonna leave you 5 extra days.
See, again, no, you can't.
Week of nothing.
Okay.
Week of nothing.
See, that here's the thing.
Murder's legal.
This is like... It's like
adultery is legal.
It's like a Seinfeld.
Drugs are legal.
You can't,
anything goes.
You can't have a show about nothing.
Oh, all right. So I can't have a nothing day or nothing week?
Well, because there's going to be something happening. So for that week,
uh-huh.
We just...
Nothing week.
Nobody has to work, but we all still get paid. Because that, you know what I mean? It's
the loss. All right, we made up a nothing week.
We don't get paid, but no, if there's... It's like division. Oh, sorry, you got it wrong. There's a remainder. Look, there's
whatever,
a remainder.
Either way, we would be screwed somehow. Like, the corporations would do great.
Yes.
They've only got to, if we did the 5 month thing, we'd have to just get paid 10 times a year now or whatever it is.
Yeah, but it'll work out better for rich people.
Yeah, it'll work out great for them.
But no, see, yeah, none of these extras work. We just have to leave it how it is. Sorry.
All right.
It's too late.
The issues are that, say you have, like, a Jebuary.
Socktober.
Socktober or Jebuary.
December!
73-day Jebuary would be real hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you gotta think.
Because you're like, oh my God, it's still Jebuary?
But how about this, though?
Uh-huh.
If you're like, oh man, the worst time for weather is Jebuary, but guess what? We're already into the 60th Jebuary. There's only 11 days of Jebuary left. Then we get into the warmer weather.
It's going to be April before you know it. It's going to be April before you know it, Bob.
So, I mean, for that part, maybe. But,
and by the way, can I just say something here?
Oh, also, no more Trucktober. I'm out.
No more Trucktober?
Yep. I'm out. No.
Well, I celebrate Honda Day, so it doesn't affect me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
By the way, every single one of these joke words is going to be some stupid, like, Mormon baby name. This is my baby Jebuary.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
This is my daughter, Mapril.
This is December.
Have you met Jogist? We just had Jogist.
It's my boy, Socktober.
My boy, Socktober. I'm December.
I miss December.
Yeah, I can't find a way to make this work.
No.
Without just, having a it, zero day or a nothing week.
That's what I mean. If it worked out real well where, hey, look,
If it was clean.
Every month we can do 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that homeless guy might be.
Yeah, they're is he blocking the door.
They
maybe?
Might be. All right. Yeah, then it'd be like, oh, okay, I'm all for it. Because some days, 31. Oh no, there's 29 in the hole. There's 30 here. Then it's all nice and equal. But you can't.
So do it.
We don't.
I think we do Nothing Week. Think of the fun we could have during Nothing Week. But we keep it all the months. It's only 5 days. It's not that bad.
No, but
make it a long weekend if you don't want it during the week.
But are you getting paid? No.
No, we'll be screwed somehow.
But so everything is closed. So then I'm bored. Is it during December time? So it's cold. All I can picture is like that weird Christmas time where we're not doing anything.
It's kind of like that
but
week.
But another one of those. Yeah.
It's kind of like that week, but not everybody celebrates Christmas. So what would they do?
You got it, though, because
during Nothing Week.
It's not like that anymore.
We're a Christian nation.
Everybody celebrates the months.
Okay.
So this is the week of the month that anything you do.
Well, we're working it out right now. Why not do Nothing Week during the summer months? Although not everybody has the same summer months.
Exactly. There's still going to be people that get screwed by it. So you can't.
And then you're right. Businesses and stuff can't be open.
But
what if we do a government-funded Nothing Week?
Yeah.
I know. I think there's too many.
Yeah, I mean, there's too many parts.
There's too many moving parts. Yep. I can't figure this out.
Sorry, I think we're
stuck with what we got.
This is it.
That sucks. I was looking forward to having a Jaugus birthday.
Nope.
You'd be December.
I'd be December.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stick with no Socktober. It's only in our heads.
Or what if we found a way? I'm talking through it. It doesn't make sense.
It's over.
I was thinking of having
too many extra days. You can't have extra days. You just can't.
It's like when you're putting together a piece of furniture and you got like 5 extra screws.
Well, it's just you can't make something out of nothing.
I can.
Nope. Can't.
You're right. Who's gonna run all of our essentials that week?
There's just
no hospitals.
There.
We gotta have hospitals.
You can't just have where poof everything is vanished.
Mm-hmm.
So the day doesn't exist. That's the only way. That's what they mean by nothing. Because it'd have to be something.
Tax line, great idea. 13 months, all 28 days, Cody. Then we get to invent a whole new month name.
Yeah. See, I think that's again where you're running into problems trying to teach people new things.
What would I name a month?
I don't give a goddamn because I ain't calling nothing another month.
I ain't calling it.
Reagan invented 12 months.
Uh huh.
Here's what they are. Here's what I'm sticking
Nebreka
to.
Nebreka says my middle name is May. Would I have to change that to Maypril?
Yep.
You would. And if Nebreka's birthday is in December.
Yep.
December Nebreka. December Nebreka. Maple.
Slide those down.
Glitching out. Happy Socktober 3rd to those of you who celebrate. This is the show.
Can't believe it's already Socktober.
It's already Socktober, man.
It's crazy.
Before you know it, it's going to be, I've already forgot the stupid names of the months.
Nestember.
Nestember, yep.
Yep, Nestember.
And then
February. February.
Maypril. So let's talk athlete DWIs. As we've had a few this summer. We have Tony Romo. We have Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
You said Tony Romo's been
indefinite suspension. So who knows? He's probably got to complete a program, and then he can come back.
So they released the body cam footage the other day, where Tony Romo said he had just left the golf tournament and he was driving to Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Yeah, I saw that, yep.
What does that mean?
He's going to Grandma. I think he was trying to play all of the, hey, what? No, I'm going to Grandma and Grandpa's house.
He's just being funny?
No. Like a cop is going to see them and be like, he's a sweet boy. He's going to his Grandma and Grandpa's house. Yeah, he's like, I'm just going to Grandma and Grandpa's. I'm just a good old boy. What? I don't understand.
The ex-Dallas Cowboy was taken into custody with a blood alcohol content of, did you see his BAC?
No.
Pretty impressive BAC. 0.15.
Yeah. So
that's twice the legal limit,
bud. Yeah, you've been pounding them all day.
Yes, Shinobi, it's no nut December this year.
No nut December. The three ends.
0.15, I'm pretty out of it. Like, I ain't going to try to drive.
Yeah.
0.15 is pretty drunk.
That's pretty up there, but I would imagine he could come back at some point. To get one of those doesn't impact his ability to tell me that there's going to be an overthrow
now
over the middle and late, November.
No, it does sound like Listen, I'm sorry for anybody who has addiction. It seems to be like a monkey you can't get off your back. They say they did see an open bottle of liquor in his passenger seat of his black Jeep.
Oh, so he was doing a little boozing on the course type deal. Had it maybe in his golf bag, because that's what he was doing. He was at a golf thing.
He was at a golf thing, but then he brought it up to the passenger seat.
Or it was just in like his cooler.
It said cops stated deal. In a court filing that he, quote, had an open bottle of an alcoholic beverage located on the passenger side of his black Jeep. So whatever that means.
Beer. Means I had an open container, Jim.
Little road soda.
Mm-hmm. It means that I either had a beer. But usually, Jim, if you look, beer cannot be resealable, so I probably had an open container of liquor, of vodka, Jim, probably.
If you look right here, Jim,
guess.
This Jim right here, that's the cup holder it would have been in, Jim.
Wow.
We're almost at the court proceedings that his ordeal was due to a substance abuse issue he had.
Yeah, he's going to go to rehab.
That he developed over several back operations that he underwent during his time as an NFL player. All right, a lot of other people have gone through surgeries and didn't develop it. So you got to take a little responsibility here, Tony.
But he also probably shouldn't lose his job if, you know, he has a little bit of an issue.
Substance abuse is a terrible thing. I hope he gets the help he needs. But just please do not drink and drive. The other DWI came from Tiger Tiger Woods, y'all. As
he had
Tiger.
Another?
No, he had a.
Oh, in the song. Okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
He had his thing this week.
Gotcha.
He struck a plea deal. Lost his license for 5 years.
As he should.
Judge told him no exceptions. If he drives for any reason, he immediately goes straight to jail. Straight to jail.
Because he almost died, bud. And then
he flipped it again. Yeah, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, I deal with this in my personal life, people who are dealing with alcohol abuse. It's terrible. People don't make great decisions, and I don't know how to help them.
Yeah.
And that Tiger Woods is another example. You rolled your vehicle. Like, most people get one DUI, and they're like, oh, my God, I got to change my life.
But
that
some
monkey
people,
on your back, you can't shake it. You've seen it. I've seen it.
And he is another of from surgeries.
Yeah.
So I think it starts with these guys with pain pills, and then they know that, all right, can't keep popping perks all day. So I think Tiger popping perks all day, because I think in that car accident, I think they keep finding stuff.
He was all glazed
over. Where they kind of like beat around the bush with it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they turn to the other things as well, you know? So.
And the good news is, it seems like all these GLP-1s, like the Ozempics and the Mounjaros and all that, those are really helping with addictions. So I'm hoping that people who have addictions, like alcoholism or drug addiction, can maybe turn those.
That's cool.
It seems to have that effect as well. So I hope that people can help find their sobriety if they need it. He did make there was a question asked to the Florida State Attorney, though. Because if I don't have a license, I can't rent a golf cart and drive a golf cart. So what does that mean for Tiger Woods? Does he have to have a driver in his golf cart now?
Well, PGA Tour doesn't. There's been an
exemption.
Oh my God, I can't say it.
December. April.
There's been oh my God. There's been cases where that's not have to happen.
No, because now you gotta say exception. Get it?
Because not exception.
There it
but
is.
No, it's not. I was thinking like you're exempt.
Mm-hmm.
There's been exemptions. Is that even a word? But there's been times when guys there's been one guy, I remember years ago, where, and he had something from birth, and the PGA should have let him use a cart, and they wouldn't.
Oh, interesting.
So you don't use a card on the PGA.
Interesting. So, they asked the attorney in Florida State. She's going to get back to you on that.
And he
Oh my God, that's a great question. Actually, I think you could. Can you drive a golf? You know what? You got me. We'll have to look into that. I'll get back to you. I know you cannot drive a golf cart while impaired on the roads because it is a vehicle. But I don't.
Once your license is suspended.
My gut reaction is going to be no. But great question, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, maybe he's got to have a driver.
In his regular life, no, if it's a rule, you know, other things. But it's, you know, PGA Tour, and also you don't have to worry about it. He's not.
Like he
he's
should
not
have.
Any, he's not any good anymore.
Oh, so. Yeah, right, yeah. But like he should have with the vehicle in the first place, he should have got a driver to drive him home.
Yeah, you're still.
Maybe he needs a driver to drive him around.
And you're still Tiger Woods. If you want to go play 18, then relax, sit in the passenger side, and let it be driven around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, I mean, I don't know, he came back that one time, but I'm pretty much positive it's over, bud.
Yeah.
You're done.
It's over. It's a wrap.
The end of your career has not worked out the way you thought it would. Maybe, yeah, you know, who knows, years from now, you can pop back up older on the senior PGA Tour, right, or something.
Yeah.
But, like, bud.
I hope that they can find the help they need. I hope that they can find the sobriety that they clearly need and can turn their lives around, you know?
I will, Jim.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. You know what yesterday was? I didn't celebrate. I forgot to celebrate.
Huh.
September 2nd, 2001. 25 years ago, yesterday, the first ever broadcast of Cartoon Network's Adult Swim.
Really?
Yeah, 25 years ago,
wow,
yesterday.
It seems like we've been watching that for forever growing up.
I have. It's like it's a couple hours. I'll post it on the K-Rock Facebook page. But
yeah,
somebody posted,
really,
the first 2 hours of Adult Swim.
What's like the first show?
Right here, watch.
Home movies?
Watch.
Attention swimmers. We've got some new shows coming. That's right, new shows. But there's no kids under
Harvey
17. Or
Harvey Birdman.
So that's new too. Adult Swim premieres next. Network.
This was the literal broadcast.
Oh my God, what's this for? Fruity Pebbles or vitamins?
No, it's promoting the Fred Flintstone-a-thon.
Oh.
It's Cartoon Network's Labor Day Fred-a-thon. 9 hours.
I love that.
Yep, love that.
Monday at 8. Only on Cartoon Network.
Warning swimmers.
This is great.
We've got some potential violence.
You remember these bumps?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And some adult situations. No kids in the pool. All kids under 17 out. For Adult Swim.
And then they kick it off.
All kids out of the pool for Adult Swim. All kids out.
Wow.
This is the original broadcast,
yeah,
of Adult Swim.
I like that they had to make sure they did this. All kids out, all kids out, all kids out.
Yep. Over and over again.
Yep. Wow.
Right? You forgot you had these in your brain, didn't you?
Yeah. Yep, that scene right there with the old guy looking back and forth.
We're showing it in Twitch and YouTube right now. Jump in there, theshow.fm.
To not know what this is at first,
Adult,
it's got to be so weird.
I know!
All right, let's see. Is it home movies?
Coach McGurk,
yes!
Well, Brendan, I'm tracing my varicose veins. What does it look like I'm doing?
Oh, right.
Look at the shape this one makes. I call this one the Tigris and the Euphrates. That's the Fertile Crescent right there in between.
Oh, no.
That's for the ladies, Brendan.
That's gross.
My God, I'm hideous.
Oh, yeah.
Man shouldn't have legs like this.
Stupid. It's just a bad color to trace them with.
Shouldn't use a highlighter, is what you're saying.
Well, why aren't you coaching?
Well, I'm letting Drew run the practice. It's what assistant coaches are for, running the practice.
Yeah, I guess.
Assistant coaches are also for doing my laundry.
You know, the team really seems to like him.
Oh, my God.
Getting me food.
Right.
Buying me lottery tickets.
Yeah, they know his name, too.
Hey, Brendan, how come the team never carried me off the field?
We tried, but you were too big.
Colin Jost and Pete Davidson found a use for that ferry they bought. They bought a Staten Island ferry. You ferry!
You ferry!
They bought a Staten Island ferry
okay,
for $280,000 4 years ago. Don't know why. I think Pete Davidson was into some different kind of...
Well, didn't something happen? Like,
what?
Didn't they, like, buy it and then didn't realize that... There was something, wasn't like
maybe a, some stuff to be fixed or
I thought
whatever.
There was some controversy with it or something.
I think
something.
The fact that they bought a ferry and didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So they bought it. It's been sitting there for 4 years. Finally, they got a use for it. It'll now be known as the Snapple Island Ferry, floating comedy club in New York City.
It's a good idea.
I just hope they keep it open.
Yeah, I don't, because
like,
I don't want this
to be a one-off. Like, this could be a funny gimmick that you've got to float. Well, there's plenty of comics in New York.
That's what I mean. It's a good, like, niche thing of how many floating whatever. You can rent this for a band or...
True, like a venue,
if it's a venue, then you can use it for a bunch of different things. And seeing how big that waterway was, just that one bridge we went over, why would you not want to... explore all of those areas
on
a boat.
We're going to see it in a couple of weeks because it's at Pier 17 and we're going down to, I think, Pier 18. So we'll be right there by the Snapple Island thing.
I don't know what any of that means.
The piers that are along the water where all like the boats go and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Manhattan is an island, Coco.
I didn't know there was like a... Like
oh, yeah, there's piers.
Port or whatever. So we're not going over that same bridge?
When we drive down, I'll probably...
different bridge?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, bridge over troubled waters. No, I'd already prepared for. You already told me we had to go through the tunnel.
Yeah, it might be a midtown tunnel situation.
No, you already told me we had
to. I just close your eyes and don't think about it.
No, yeah, I'll just look at my phone.
So, just don't think about it.
I'll just look at my phone.
We will jump into your 90s at 9. Yeah, we're not playing that course.
No.
Jump into your 90s at 9. Of course, Play a Little Golf Gaming is powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. And then back in the stream tonight at 7 o'clock for a Cocoa Puff.
This is fun.
Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm for all of the links, okay?
We'll have just a good solid Thursday.
Radio World, you get Elastica. Oh, Paul had to go get a drink.
You want to just wait?
Get a coffee. Scare up.